Hey guys, this is another episode of Drink Till We're Married.
Episode Sweet 16.
Oh, it's our Sweet 16, yep. Which is great because we're having a party right now.
Fuck it. Yeah.
So if you follow us on Twitter and Periscope, you see that tonight we are having a lovely drink tasting. Beer, yes. Cider tasting.
Fall cider tasting. From our special friend over at Miller Coors, Cece.
I got the hook up. Is that how it went?
I don't know.
Remember Master P, I got the hook up. Yeah, so the tasting happened before the episode, guys. So
yeah.
If anybody can get drunk off beer, it's probably me.
Cider.
Cider beer, like, it comes in the same bottle.
Okay, so we also had Krispy Kreme donuts. So we are on a sugar high.
Yeah, maybe that's
what it is. We are like feeling it. I'm telling you, sugar's a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is. And I love it.
Yes.
Oh, so Geek Goddess is here if you guys didn't hear me.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And we have an audience, but our audience chooses to be silent, also known as our special rep from Miller Coors. But thank you so much for providing us with the tasties tonight.
Thank you.
So I am drinking on a special sample only, not available to you regular people out in the stratosphere. Blueberry ale, which is really good to me. I like it.
I am drinking on this red strawberry ale and I love it. It's very, it doesn't, you know, it's just sweet. It doesn't taste like beer or cider. It just tastes good. I love it.
Yeah. And that is in stores. So it you guys is. Can go out and pick it up. Does the strawberry ale come in the, a multi-pack kind of box thing? I could be mixing that up with something else. I could be thinking about something totally else.
I think when you go to, you can go, go to, what's the wine place here? They allow you to mix.
No, but I'm saying, I think it comes in a regular box.
Oh, and they have a mix, the pre-made mix?
So here in Charlotte, we have a Harris Teeter. And at the Harris Teeter, I don't know if you guys have that where you live, but at the Teeter, there is a multi-pack box where you can get like green, apple, strawberry, and some other stuff.
Okay.
Because if you like to mix it up, it's like having different flavor condoms, right? Like multi-pack condoms? Okay, not the same. Whatever. So we're drinking. Cheers.
Wait.
Yes, she's the bottle. Cheers. Like she never seen a multi-pack of condoms before. Whatever.
I have, but I must say I've never purchased one. I have bought condoms. I have purchased condoms, but not regularly.
That is another topic for another episode. That what you're not about to do is let me chase you down that rabbit hole because you know I will. And I'm not going to do it. You're not going
to. Come prepared or you just don't come. Anyway, what's our topic for today?
So how do you know they're prepared until they get there?
Hey, look. Oh, no glove, no glove.
But she said, come prepared. Or you
yes, come
prepared. I didn't even get that. Hey. I freaking love you. What's our topic? Because
we are so already like
wrong and left. And
yes. I love it though. Okay, so our topic. This is why you're single.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. Mm.
Yes.
It doesn't go.
It kind of, but no.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single.
Love it. This is how we know we're drunk, though.
True.
Drunk,
do you guys listen to the read? Like, can't Fury, like, sing sometimes at the beginning of the episode? He has the best voice. So it's like, okay, because it's like, oh, he has such like a beautiful voice. And it's like, I wish I could sing. Because when you're hanging out with your friend on a podcast, you just sometimes want to break out a song. Yeah.
I do it when I'm home by myself. But yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a
weirdo.
Hey.
anyway. So tonight we're just talking about some of the beliefs, and we have 10, some assumptions as to why you are single, and if you continue with these assumptions, why you will remain single.
Yes.
And why we're single, because yes, we have been living these beliefs and assumptions for the last umpteen number of years, and not until recently did I kind of see the light. And I'm still walking in the light. I ain't come out on the other side yet because right, I don't got that ring yet.
And I mean, even with myself, I think it's, you should always be in a mode of self-evaluation, mm-hmm, to try to figure out what's not necessarily wrong, but what are you doing? What are you putting out there? But anyway, we'll get into that.
Yeah. As we gotta jump in. List.
Yes.
Cutie, you go first.
All right. So my first item on my list is, people generally don't like rejection. So
fear of rejection.
Yeah. So they won't approach a person or make that first move if they see someone they're interested in.
But now, as a woman, though, haven't guys like kind of set this standard of, it's not ladylike to approach a guy?
See, this is, I think people get caught up in the approach. As a woman, you know, I'm not fearful in that. Mm-hmm. I may be a little nervous, but it won't stop me from doing it. Give me a drink. I'm all in. You know, like with courage. But what I'm saying is, you don't necessarily have to be like, oh, hey, what's up? Kicking game like a guy would.
Yeah.
It's like step in his path. Make him notice you, yeah, without being half naked or being overly stupid and silly. No, just cross his path, stand next to him at the bar and get the bartender's attention. He's going to look at you too.
Yeah.
Little things
like
that.
I think that's true, because women don't realize that guys are just as nervous as, mm-hmm, they are, and guys are just as fearful of rejection.
Yep.
And so sometimes we say, well, if he can talk to me, then he don't want me. Well, he could just be a quiet, shy, reserved type of guy. And typically that type of guy isn't the one that's going to approach you in the club in the first place.
Yes. No, I agree with that. But that's why I'm all for just giving him the opportunity. Like I was telling one of our friends, make sure you know that you're flirting. Because sometimes, like if you're not aware of that, they aren't going to, like, and no, like try to be as, I was like, make that eye contact. I think making eye contact is one of the biggest things you can do. Not just look and look away. No. Make that strong icon. Like, look, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. I just, sometimes if he's a shy guy, he might be like, why is she staring at me?
Right. Why is she staring at me?
But, you know, whatever. For the right guy to work. So you do have to be available, yeah, in that sense, and not be fearful of rejection. Yeah. Like,
you're going to get rejection. But if you don't even take a chance, you're missing out on an opportunity possibly to meet a great person.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like I work in sales. So, you know, your odds, you know, I got to go through probably 10 calls before I get one that's going to buy. So whatever. It's a fact of life is what it is. So the second one is, believing that change isn't necessary is probably keeping you single. Change is very necessary. So whether it be like a physical change, a geographical change, or like a mental / like emotional change, like it just has to happen. Evolution must happen. And I think sometimes we get so set in our ways, especially the older we get, the more successful we get, we just refuse to give up some of our luxuries, some of our comfort, some of our, oh, I always wear jeans and a t-shirt because that's super comfortable. Why do I have to put on something slightly sexy so this man can be physically attracted to me because I'm trying to attract a man? I ain't talking about nobody in general. I'm just saying.
What did I say? Hit dog, going holler.
Okay, there's some dogs howling at night, but that's neither here nor there.
But it's true. So, and I mean, when I think we were talking about it before, and I'm like, what do you mean change? But I agree. It's like, I always think when you're coming out of a relationship, you need to evaluate what part you played in the downfall of that relationship. Because if you're just constantly blaming the other person, you know, that's, you have to look at what you're doing and make sure you're not just, you know, look at yourself, basically.
Absolutely. And so there's a book that I always reference. It's called How to Find Your Husband After 35.
Oh, I need to read that book.
I'll give you guys a link.
You're supposed to bring it to me.
I know I am. I have to unpack it. I just moved. Give me a break. But in the book, it's something so superficial that I wouldn't have ever even thought about before. But in the book, she tells you to reach out to some male coworkers, people that you aren't super close with, but that you just typically like maybe see every day, every other day, and sit them down and say, hey, I'm just, you know, reading this book, whatever, doing some research. Tell me what look that I wear that you like the best. Tell me what color that I wear that you like the best.
I'm a little nervous doing that at the company I work at, though.
But, I mean, you'll know the person to ask. But you're not going to ask, like, your boss. Like, hey, tell me if you like when I wear the tight dress. Like, it might just be a guy who maybe he's married or something. You know what I mean? Like, she specifically tells you who to ask. Okay. And I can't remember.
I'm so nervous about
what
that.
But you're nervous because...
No, I don't care what they're going to say. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, nothing is going to happen. I just don't want it to be taken the wrong way. And I have to, I guess I can tell you offline, just the type of people that I work with. Nothing. Okay. I love my coworkers. You know, they're all cool. And I guess that there are people I could ask.
There are people that you can ask. So maybe it's not your coworkers. It could be your freaking trainer or the guy you all, whoever you're like close to enough where they see you in different environments or in different looks to kind of tell you.
Yeah. But no, I asked someone at work, I would ask. That's my homeboy.
So
he follows us too.
Oh, does he? Shout out to all the corporate dudes out there. But I just think doing something as simple as that, where it's like we tend to follow the advice of our friends way too much. Women follow other women's advice a whole lot. Yeah, girl, you should cut your hair short. That is fierce.
No,
boo boo kitty. Mm-mm. That's actually not attractive to men.
I'm not going to have some woman telling me to cut my hair. I'm sorry. Nope. I'm not going to take that advice.
I just say that to say change is necessary. Maybe if you've been in this city for 15 years and you've yet to find a dude,
it's time to go.
Maybe you need to move to a different city. Think about a different career. Maybe you need to go different places. I'm just saying change is necessary. Evolution must happen.
I would agree.
So, the next one is yours.
The next one on my list is get rid of those lists. So people always have these very long lists of what they're looking for in a mate. I personally think that when you get caught up in looking for what you want, I think it's easier to really eliminate people from what your non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a shorter list and it saves you time. Mm-hmm. So if you're a smoker, no, I'm not going to talk to you. That is the first thing on my list. Not going to happen. Cigarette smoke stinks. My father died of cancer. Like, you know what I mean? Things like that. No. So I can look at that instead of looking at, oh, I want him to be 6'5" and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, running down that list, I think stick to the non-negotiables. You'll probably get out of your own way with trying to find this person that has these 15 things instead of, you know, versus the 3.
Yeah. I mean, as a friend of someone that I know that has a list, wink, wink.
I don't have a list.
I think it's very appropriate that you discuss the list. I think you have some things that are a non-negotiable that you will lead with saying, oh, this is non-negotiable. But then when you really dig down in the weeds, it's like, that ain't no non-negotiable. That's a nice to have. It would be nice to have.
You're right.
Yes, it would be nice.
Right.
My man looks like Idris Elba.
Hey.
But he don't. So, you know, a lot of things are nice to have.
Yeah.
But the guys that have every single thing on the list are probably already taken. They're either taken, dead, or gay, or in jail. Maybe not in jail, because that wouldn't be on the list. But you know what I mean? It's just like everybody, I think the majority of women have the same things on their list. And there are only a few men that are actually 6'5", dark skin, clean cut, work in corporate America, you know, business during the day, thug in the streets,
right.
Good credit, good job. Girl, you know, but he also go to church on Sunday and he lifts weights on the weekends and he volunteers on Saturday mornings.
And he goes to the club at night.
And he goes to the club because that's where I'm going to find him. Like, yeah, so that guy is probably taken.
First, he's tired as hell wherever he is.
He's exhausted, okay? At the end of the day, he's like, what? Call you.
When?
He call you, I'm tired. I just fed 500 on two loaves. It'll be so bad. Because he is Jesus. You're looking for Jesus.
Yes, people. That's very
true.
That's
your hair going there.
I can't.
Anyway. After you guys find Jesus, then maybe Jesus will lead you to the man of your dreams. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is get rid of the list.
Yes, get rid of that list.
So, number three is... So this is one that I feel like I hear way too often. Women still believe that men like when women play hard to get. I don't know why women believe that.
First of all,
ain't nobody got time for that. If you ain't calling me back, I don't think you're interested.
Right. But I mean, I think that goes both ways. So yeah. If a dude's not calling me, you're not interested. Or you're busy. So it goes both ways. But I see what I know what you mean.
Like this, like, oh yeah, because you can't, you know, seem too available and you can't like be available every night of the week to hang out if he wants to hang out.
You know, I'm down for that, but
I ain't down for that.
I am. My whole thing though is whether I'm available or not, I'm still letting him know I'm interested. I'm not playing hard to get.
Oh yeah.
At all.
I just like I think now I'm not here for these last minute dates. I'm not a last minute person, period.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
for that at all.
Somebody just asked me if I could do something on Wednesday. Like, you did not know about this prior to today? You know what I mean? It's Monday.
Yes.
No, Wednesday is booked and next Wednesday is booked.
Right.
Like, I book up, okay?
I'll be busy.
But if I'm not busy and if it's the case where I want to date, let me know in advance. But that whole, oh, girl, you just gave him your phone number and then he texts you. But don't text him right back right now because you don't want him to think that you, you know.
No.
If I like you, I'm texting you, yes. I'm calling you, I'm on the phone
because
with you all the time.
Because there's too many women out here that will do it and be more, you know, put themselves out there.
And being hard to get, it is a game.
Yeah.
And past your 30s, do we really have time for this?
Really?
If a man is interested in you or whatever, opposite sex, whatever, if somebody is interested in you and they're expressing their interest and they're genuine, then I don't think there's any need to include games and...
Right. I agree.
Because in the long run, it's just not going to work. What don't start right ain't going to end right.
Yep.
That's what my mama said.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would take any type of... advice from my mom that's sitting right here. But I just think get over it. Just be honest.
Yeah.
If you like a guy, just say you like him.
And
be done with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Ride the roller coaster.
See what happens. Put yourself out there, yeah.
Unless it's like Carowinds and then you get on there and it stops and you hang it upside down on Fury.
Oh Lord. You are so silly. Slurping her cup. Look at this one. Her cratchit ass. Anyway, the next one on our list is... I feel like people are always looking for the next best thing. So you aren't really putting in the time to get to know the person that you're currently dating.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody thinks the grass is greener on the
yeah.
other side. Everybody, especially in social media.
Oh, my gosh.
It's always somebody prettier, taller, cuter, better clothes.
Showing more ass.
Yeah. She can twerk better than you can.
Oh, gosh, yes.
She can cook better than you can. She can put her makeup on better. Like, it is just always something. I do think guys are sitting around like... Well, I think everybody is kind of sitting around thinking, should I just settle?
Is
this settling?
Right. How do you decide when it's settling? That's what I'm like, if this person hasn't, you know, you haven't discovered one of your non-negotiables
mm-hmm.
and they're a decent person, how mm-hmm. is that settling?
It's not, mm-hmm. but we live in like 24/7 fairy tale land.
Yeah, where we think, oh, I'm a slow play this dude because I know I'm a pass Cam Newton going to, you know, he's going to be going to practice on his little, with those hoverboards, whatever that thing is.
What happens is you slow play a dude, right? This dude is showing you some interest, and he probably has your non-negotiables and probably has some things on the list, but there's a reason why you slow paying him. Maybe he's short. Maybe he's, not,
maybe he's a blue collar job.
Maybe he's blue collar. Maybe he's like, leave
the height.
Cause
whatever. I'm watching you.
Y'all listeners know what I'm talking about out here. but so you slow playing him, right? Thinking, I mean, dude trying to holler, but he's cool, but you know, he's nice.
Ain't nobody else telling you an ass.
Right? And then you slow play him. You move on to somebody else who's maybe, you know, corporate America making, you know, $250 a year plus bonuses and stuff, live uptown, living good and stuff, eating good. Then that dude plays you to the left.
But the woman that's also living uptown,
pretty much his next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then slow play dude done went and got him a girlfriend.
Yep.
And now you like, you ain't even, I don't understand. I thought we had something. No.
Oh my goodness.
That happens all the time.
I saw a meme about that where a woman's, oh gosh, now I have to find it, said basically like, oh, we had sex, but we weren't talking until I start to talk to your girl.
Yeah.
Then wait, I thought we talking.
I thought we was together.
Right. No.
I was going to introduce you to my mama. And then, you a lie. You ain't like me. And now you mad because somebody else got me.
Yes.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
So don't slow play people.
Stop always looking for the next best thing. Get to know this person because they could be the best thing to happen to you. But
the grass ain't greener on the other side. It's actually just like turf. And I felt like I saw that on like football. Like some stadium got new grass and then the kicker's foot like
slipped.
Like, yeah, it like went into the grass. Like it was stuck in the grass a little bit.
No.
Yeah. And they were like, oh no, this turf is going to be like game changing or whatever. And it literally was.
It was.
Yeah. But I just saw that on Facebook. What number are we on?
Oh.
It don't even matter.
We're on number, wait.
Yes.
Six.
I like it. Number six. Believing that it's not you, it's them.
Yeah, because I almost alluded to that. Yeah. You are the common denominator of the people that you're dating.
Yes, you are.
So you got to figure out what is it that you're doing or not doing that's causing a downfall in your relationships. And until you really take a realistic look, I mean, I've gone so far as to ask dudes, like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, where did it go wrong?
That's something you did wrong.
No. Honestly. Well, no. This is the thing. I'm not. But
maybe
what I'm
it wasn't
saying,
the cause of the breakup, but.
Right. I think even it can be so little as not seeing the person for who they were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something I need to. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But are we recording?
Yes, we're recording. We are recording.
I'm sorry, listen. Look, she
you know what? So we're recording just so you know, okay?
Yeah, we just had a commercial break. That's when we got no sponsors or nothing.
Wait. I can't. Okay. So, yes. Look at yourself. Self-evaluation. What do you have to say about it? Because I already said my piece.
You got me.
You still on commercial break? You want me to? Okay.
No. So I'm ready.
I've asked dudes, you know, to give me that feedback. But they have to be open and they have to be honest with you. Because if not, then, I mean, it's...
It, but the onus isn't on them, though. The onus is on you. Mm-hmm. You were in the relationship. You're the one trying to get to the next level. And I have heard, I have friends and girlfriends who are still single now, and they were with a guy before or whatever, and maybe this guy's moved on. And one, they minimize the new relationship.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's just with her because she's dumb or, you know, she's not as good. You know what I mean?
No,
as if to say, first of all, you dated this nigga.
Right. Okay, so
let's be clear. You chose him first.
Right.
Okay? But.
Is that when the person breaks up with them? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it matters. I think.
Really?
Women are very slow to take accountability in a breakup.
I think, honestly, people in general. I don't think it's just women. I don't think men take accountability. Take dudes months.
Nah.
Okay.
Dudes know when it's them. They won't say it, but women never recognize that it's us. It's always like,
excuse me.
I think women are like, oh, he cheated. He wasn't who I needed him to be. He didn't want to get his life together. He didn't want to do this. It's always like,
first
him.
Of all, he probably didn't have his damn life together when you started dating him. So what the hell are you talking about?
But she chose him though.
Right.
So taking accountability is, hey, evidently I don't know who I am enough to know what I need prior to getting into a relationship, or I don't know myself enough to not accept someone who doesn't have what I know I need.
It comes back to self-love. It does. If you think highly of yourself, you're not going to just settle for anything.
No, that's still not taking accountability, though. There are a lot of women out here that are not kind. They're not nurturing. They don't support men. They talk down to men.
This is the thing. I don't.
Those women are out there, but they don't take accountability for that.
Oh, I'm not talking about those crazies. I'm talking about normal women like me. That's an extreme to me. Because
I don't think it's an extreme.
I think it is.
Not being supportive. How is that an extreme?
You just need, that wasn't in your initial list, darling.
Yes, it
sorry.
Was. It was.
You said,
run the tape back.
Oh, do you want to stop?
No, I'm just joking.
Cause but no, I understand what you're saying, but I think that is an extreme because that's not what ruins all relationships. I'm not that person.
True.
My relationships haven't worked out either.
What I'm saying is, you know? Take the last three relationships that you've been in. So, are you willing to say that because you are not with those last three individuals, it is their fault and not yours?
Hell, I could still be with them if I wanted to accept whatever they were giving. But
listen to your language, though.
Listen
to your language. Well, that's not taking accountability, though.
Can I finish?
No! Because you didn't even start out with taking accountability. It is simply saying,
you know, running the podcast tonight.
She gonna edit me out.
No, because if you would listen to what I was saying, yes, if I want to accept what they're giving me, but I initially accepted it, so that's where my fault is.
So you're saying that
right?
All things being equal, if a man comes to the table, that you're a perfect girlfriend.
No. But this is
that's my point. That's all I'm saying.
Are we not saying the same thing, but saying it differently?
We're not saying the same thing.
Can you listen for once?
I'm listening.
Listen. What I'm saying is, I could still be in those relationships right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I was willing to accept what they were giving.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't, first of all, when you start a relationship, people show you who they are. Mm-hmm. If you don't accept it, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on me. They showed me who they are. When I got to a point where I'm like, no, it doesn't work for me. So if I'm changing who I am to fit into what they are, and we're not really building together, we both need to take responsibility. It's not always so dysfunctional the way you're trying to present it.
I'm not trying to make it dysfunctional.
You are.
I am just saying, what if they're not willing to accept what you are?
Oh, then we don't need to be together.
That's all I was saying in the first place, that it's not always the man the one where it's like, well, I don't want to accept what he's giving.
As if
he
is this, say,
when you say that to
no,
an outsider,
when I
it
say,
sounds as if
well,
the man
you're not
is,
an outsider. You see,
yes, I am.
I
would love to be able to tell me I was shooting the
first of all, I wouldn't know. We had this conversation about my last relationship. I think I've had the same conversation with all my friends.
But I wasn't there, though. And
right.
I only know a certain part of you as a friend.
But
I don't know you as an intimate
It's not
girlfriend.
About me, though. You made kind of an observation about the person, like, almost like, why were you with him? Right? Like, I don't really see you with him. And I've
but
heard
that's
that from...
based on what you told me about why you guys broke up. I've never had a conversation
if that's the case,
with him.
No.
About,
but I thought you said it from a perspective of seeing us together.
Cutie as a girlfriend. Do you think she was kind? Yeah. Do you think she was loving? Do you think she was understanding? Do you think she was giving? Do you think she was...
Because I've never been able to
ask him that because I don't know him personally.
So if I was not those things, why would a person want to get back with you?
And that is where I think women go wrong.
No.
I think that's not a clear indication of whether or not you're a good mate.
But not for everyone, for that person, possibly.
But loneliness creeps in.
But this is the thing. So in this last, and I'm only talking about this last relationship. Once they realized what they were doing in the relationship and want to change those things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? No, I'm not saying it's all on him. I've accepted what I did in the relationship. But I'm sorry, in that last one, it wasn't really, I wasn't at fault. Again, my fault was not accepting him or seeing who he was from the beginning.
Okay.
That was my fault in that relationship, and that's all the fault I will accept in that relationship.
And that's understandable. That is how you choose to operate, you know, going forward. All I am saying
I'm saying in that one relationship. I don't do that in every relationship.
But I also said take your last three relationships.
Yes.
And I said that for a reason, so you have a different perspective.
Because and I do.
Sometimes we are easy to say that it's the other person. The other person was to blame. Mm. He wasn't honest about who he was. Or he didn't live up to the
things. I think people are honest who they are. I think people are very honest in who they are. When you're in that honeymoon stage, you see what the hell you want to see.
But how often do women say, man, I totally played him to the left. I didn't give him my everything. Or I didn't pay him enough attention. Or I wasn't
let's be realistic,
forthcoming with.
How often does that happen from women? And I'm only saying it from.
That's my whole point. That is my whole point. Women don't do that.
No, what I'm saying is how often do you know? You know your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You see them in their relationships. How often is it the woman that's not really giving? And you may only see certain parts of that relationship, but if you're really close, because I have friends where I'm close to both sides in the relationship. And yeah, initially you see the woman's side and you're like, gosh, he is a mess. But then you see the other side, but it's like, women, I mean, maybe it's just the women I know. I don't know too many grimy chicks that aren't caring and giving and trying to give their all in relationships.
Yeah, I think it happens more often than not, though. I think, one, we are super independent, right? So we're super strong. We have a lot of stuff going on. And sometimes we get into these relationships and we lose that sense of being nurturing or kind of or caring or... maybe you meet a guy and you guys are kind of at the same level, but then you're kind of progressing. And let's just say your career. You're progressing your career and maybe he's not. He's still blue collar. Very often than not, women do start looking down on men. They start talking to them any kind of way. I'm not saying it's all women, but it does happen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying.
And
then when
the relationship breaks up, the woman is the one who normally says he couldn't get his shit together and he wasn't making enough money. But the reality is you were also treating him like a child.
Yeah.
So that's
not even letting him be a man, all because you're focused on who's making the most money. And that's not what builds a relationship.
So all I'm just saying is looking at yourself and your past three or four relationships and saying, if I were in his shoes, what do I think I did wrong? How could I improve being a partner?
But it's also making sure.
Accepting people. It's just, am I being a good girlfriend?
Yeah, but it's also making sure you're giving them what they need and that you're getting what you need from them. Because it's not just always, yes, I'm giving and I'm nurturing, but is that really what they need in the relationship?
That's very true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always say I think you should go into a relationship with your two hands extended. Here are the things that I know I absolutely need in a guy in this one hand, mm-hmm. in your right hand. And then here are the things that I know I can offer you in my left hand. This is what I know I have. This is what I know I'm like. I know my scale of empathy is like way down there, but I'm a super positive person though. Right. But I don't suffer like, oh, the man got his foot on your neck. Like, oh, okay. No, that's not a good enough excuse for me.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. But I'm always willing to say, that's okay, babe. We'll figure it out. There's always a better way. So this is what I know I have to offer. This is what I know I need. If that don't sync up with what you know you have to offer and what you know you need, then we ain't holding hands because that ain't going to work anyway.
But I think a lot of people fall in the trap where they're not honest at that stage too.
And it goes back to what you said. You have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. I know what I have to offer. I know there's a part of me that's super nurturing, but it's super hard.
Yeah,
too.
But you know what you have to offer, but that other person on the other side of it, are they being, they have to be at that same level and being honest in what they're offering.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sometimes it goes back to being equally yoked. Like, we have to both be in the same place to make it work. You know what I mean? We have to both be willing to say, kind of take off, break the wall down. This is what I have. This is what I need. And both do that so that you can kind of get to that common ground and then
build. I think that's true. And sometimes when you're close enough and you're growing in a certain way with the person, you think you know everything that you need, mm-hmm. but sometimes they see a different side of you because they're on the outside looking in and they're like, you really need this.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, well, I think I need a dude who works out all the time or whatever because I work out all the time. But a dude might say, no, you really just need someone who's healthy and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the same as
me.
You know what I mean?
All the damn time. I want somebody healthy. Because look, when I don't want to work out, what you not going
to
do?
I don't even want you to be healthy. Because when I'm like, bae, Krispy Kreme line.
No, you want him to be healthy. Because what? Anyway, what's next on the list?
The new barbecue spot just opened.
I can't deal with
what's
you.
Up? You want to go for lunch or you want to? Yeah. Like, I need that because I'm like inner fat girl. Like, I need it.
Next on the list is having sex too soon. I think and it probably goes for women more. We tend to get that that false sense of connection. When you have sex with a person too soon, you don't really notice, dude, but you've connected with him in this way. So you want to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, damn well, that nigga ain't the one for you. Like, you know, if you really, if you take that element out of the relationship. So people always, you know, I was talking about this yesterday with a couple of friends after brunch. The whole 90-day rule.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm opposed to the 90-day rule, but I'm all for what it's saying. It's really saying take your time to get to know a person before you take that next step in a relationship. So whether it's 90 days, 80 days, 120 days, whatever, it shouldn't be I'm just checking these days off to have sex.
Yeah.
You really should just be looking to have as many experiences with this person to get to know them to make sure it's a right fit before you're having sex with them.
I always just wonder, and we talked about this a little bit, I just don't know, what is the physical urge? Like, why is it like, oh my God, my body is about to explode.
No.
And I can't go find a toy or a video or something to watch and just get rid of that. Like on the first season of Being Mary Jane.
Uh-huh.
When she was about to go meet up with the axe. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
And she, like, used the toy, like, a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because you got to have clarity.
Yeah.
Okay? And sometimes, you know, when your body is, like, cutting up on you, you need that clarity. Because it's like, woo, how you look.
And then, right. And you're going to smell so good.
Oh, he with that creed that I like. You know. I'm the first to admit. So I get your body in that sense. But it's like, knowing your body, handle that.
Right.
But then, two, putting yourself in these positions.
And
now,
I
probably don't go with like the 90 day rule or whatever because that's just like too much formality. But I don't believe in having sex with someone that you're not in a monogamous relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
We are together. We're an item. We roll up at this cocktail party. You best introduce me as your girlfriend. Don't play. I wish you would. So that type of monogamous / emotionally abusive relationship. But in all seriousness, it's like, how did you get to that point? You had to go on some dates.
Right.
You had to hang out.
When is it? Oh, let me cook for you. Wrong. What we're not going to do is be chilling up in the house. If you can't afford to take me out, let's talk on the phone. Let's go for a walk in the park. But that's where it comes from. You
Netflix
get bored too quick.
It's not a date.
No.
Please do not let marketing make you guys believe that this is a date.
Please, you want to see a movie? Take me to the movies.
Thank you. And I think if a guy is willing, so there are men out there, and we read a blog post about this, like how to spot the guy that just wants sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are men out there who will go through a couple of steps, go through some charades or whatever to get the booty.
Yep.
They exist. Those guys will not consistently take you out over and over and over again with no signs of getting the booty, though. They will stop answering your phone call. Yeah. They will stop texting you.
But let them, let them go. Don't feel like, okay, I have to do this to keep him. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to keep him anyway. He is there to have sex with you. And once he gets it, he may call you every time he wants to have sex with you. But he's not taking you out on no date.
But I also think we're putting too much... you know, he on the fellas. It's some undercover thoughts out there is what I'm going to call them. They're disguising themselves as good church-going women, good working women, good, you know, upstanding citizens who are like texting dudes, oh, what you want to do tonight? Well, come over because I just cooked and we can watch, you know.
Girl, they cooking.
Whatever. Yep. We finna watch Scandal. If you're inviting a dude over your house to watch Scandal, you trying to let him hit. So let's just be clear.
So I met this guy last week through a friend of ours. He calls them woman sharks.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. Yeah.
He was like treating men like a piece of meat. Woman sharks. I had to write it down.
Sharks, like they exist. Like, because in their mind, they feel like they have the bestest whatever.
Yeah,
girl, when he come over and get this, he gonna see that I'm the one. He
like Harlem Nights. He gonna be calling his wife. I ain't coming home.
that's sunshine.
You know what? It's not before her time. Her ass just ain't never seen a damn movie.
I remember.
I'm gonna give you a whole list.
Man got shot in the foot.
Yeah, his pinky toe.
I know. Whatever. I just be messy.
Messy as hell. Anyway. But yes, ladies, no, sunshine is what you do not have between them legs. Get to know that man.
Just
let him get to know you.
People and men, stop falling for it too.
Mm-hmm.
Men, don't fall for the woman sharks. And also, I know for a fact that I think men feel just the same emptiness after sex with somebody they don't care about. They feel emptiness. They're not immune to emotions and, you know, those feelings of like, this really isn't what I want. There are some men out there that really desire companionship and long-term relationships. Stop sleeping with these women.
Yes, I say that too. So it takes both people. I mean, I can't sleep with you without you sleeping with me.
Exactly.
So it's not just the women who should be the ones saying no and let's wait to have sex. Men should be saying Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
And Sierra. And everybody clown him. No, indeed. That's a man. He should be, put that, no, we're going to wait.
But also know, men, that woman that you slept with, she told somebody. She told somebody who told somebody. So then when you find the girl of your dreams, she probably know that you slept with the woman shark thought over there. And then she looking at you like, oh, no, bro, I'm straight. I'm good. Yeah. Keep it moving. I don't want to be with you because I know you slept with, you know, Sharkquisha.
Sharkquisha.
And I actually don't want that type of guy.
Yes, thank you.
Karma. It's called karma.
What's next on your list?
Next on my list, which I think is number 9, is... No.
Number 8.
It don't make a difference,
it doesn't. You don't want to call the numbers out? Go next,
she yelling on my back, man. Number 9. Number 8. I swear I'm drunk. Being friends with your ex. The ex factor. Or having too many friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
That is not okay. Cut that crap out. Nobody wants to be introduced to your ex because you guys are quote unquote friends. Nobody wants to like, oh... Who you was talking to? Oh, that was just Johnny. You know, we ain't together no more, but he's just my friend. He was calling me about that workout technique. No.
No. Workout technique, right?
Okay. No.
When you're coming over to show me that workout.
If y'all didn't work out relationally, cut it off. Cut it off.
Right.
Move on. It's codependency.
I agree.
Move the hell on. Okay? You both are codependent on each other and keep it moving.
Yep.
But then, to the point of having too many friends of the opposite sex, or for our gay and lesbian people, I don't know how you really categorize that, but you know what I mean. So, Q, do you want to, because I don't know how you would like.
Yeah.
So, if you're gay, then you have too many guy friends, like if you're a man.
Yes.
You have, yeah. So, whatever. The problem is when you have a new prospect, first of all, you'll never get a prospect. Because if you're a man and you're hanging out with all women, where are you going to meet women?
Right. Because they swear one of them is with you. One of those is his, that's his girl. Yeah. I'm going to pick her out because it's one of them.
Yeah. It's one of them. Or, you know, likewise, if you're a guy and you hang out with all women, you're probably in the friend zone, right? So when you're in the friend zone, what happens is you spend too much time with these people, and because they're fulfilling your companionship, it begins to cause these false feelings of, oh, I like them. Oh, yeah. I'm attracted to them. Mm-hmm. When it's not really true.
Yeah.
But because those feelings are being, they're rising up in your spirit, you're not able to look out.
Right.
Look for some new bait. Look for a new catch or whatever.
Real relationship, because again, you're just friends. So
yeah, because that need for companionship is being fulfilled by your actual.
You're hanging out. You know, you're going to dinner. You're going to the movies. Absolutely. All these things that you would do in a relationship, but you're doing with your friend because both of y'all single.
Yeah, and then just like why? I'm sure if you're a woman and you have all these guy friends. Low-key, they might have, like, jokes and nicknames for you and stuff. And so then it's like, why are you even hanging out with them? Other women are looking at you like, she must be desperate because she's always out with all these guys. And then guys are looking at you like, I'm not about to approach her because...
She would all those do one same thing. But I don't look at women like that. Probably because when I grew up, I used to have more male friends than female friends.
Yeah, but if every time I see you and you're out with all men...
Yeah. Girl, I don't know that many.
Or then I ask you, hey, cutie, what you doing? Or I'm going over to Billy's house, and then, you know, Ron coming over there, and then Jim Bob, and then we going to watch the game, and okay, girl, bye. Like, that shit sounds whack. I don't want to do that. And, you know, because there are women who are like, oh, I don't hang out with females. I still never know what that means. And it's
I don't trust the woman that says that. Right. I don't trust the woman that says that, because that means you're either insecure around other women,
mm-hmm.
or again, you well, like I think it's just really insecure around other women. Because if you don't have female relationships, I mean, how do you live without female relationships? I don't know. Anyway,
I know somebody who hangs out with. So she hangs out with a lot of guys. She has a circle of friends and this group of guys. So whenever you see them out, you see her. But then she has this. She has a couple of girlfriends that she does hang out with, but they're like super single and probably never going to get a man.
Mm.
So it's like, wow, she doesn't have like, a she doesn't stand a chance to find a guy. Mm. Because when you see her out, she's with this group of guys. And so
guys aren't going to approach you. Just like guys aren't going to approach you. The guy.
Yeah. These niggas also not going to hook you up with nobody.
Why?
When you know a guy to be one to hook somebody, like, they don't care
Not even that they don't care. One or two of them dudes like you. So, no, they're not going to hook you up. Because they very well may be in a relationship, but they still like you. So, why would they hook you up with someone else?
No, I don't think they like you like that. I think they see you as their homegirl. No? And you probably have slept with one of two of them.
Well,
not the same thing. Like you.
No, it's not the same thing. Oh, no. It is definitely, but it still could be that if a dude likes you, he's not going to hook you up with someone. But also, if you slept with him, he's still not going to hook you up with someone.
Yeah, but I just don't know guys to be like, oh, yeah, you single? Let me see if I can find you. Like, I don't know. Guys don't really be doing that much.
Our guest did, even though he never came through.
Who?
Single in the City, Joe.
Oh, yeah, but you weren't interested.
Really? I'm sorry. I thought we ended on we were all going to meet up, but that's another
topic.
Let me
look at my notes.
Yeah. I don't think you got us listening to our podcast.
I don't see it on my notes, people.
Are you dressed? Yeah. My last point is that you think you're available when you really aren't. And I say that to mean, I mean, because I think I kind of fall into that category sometimes too. It's like, I want to be in a relationship, but how much time am I really putting myself out there?
Preach. Can I get a word tonight?
You want praise dance?
I do. Like, I just want to fight.
But seriously. Ooh. So let me tell you. So this weekend was kind of, I had a good time this weekend. Saturday, I didn't do anything. And I was home and I was like, you know what? I should get dressed and go out by myself. Mm-hmm. So then I'm on Instagram and I saw it was a Bobcat, Charlotte Hornets game.
Hornets! We're the Hornets now.
And I was like, you know, I'm not going to go.
Why?
Because I would have had to go over the top getting dressed up. Like, it just changes the element of just going out to hang out by myself to where you have these women that come out after the games that look like they're going to the club. Do you know what I mean? It just changed the whole mindset for me. So I stayed in. But I am getting to that place where I'll just go out by myself.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I would have gone out, Uptown would have been, like, flooded with women trying to be seen. And I wasn't really trying to be seen in that way. So I was just trying to separate myself from that type of environment. That's all.
I understand that. But I also feel like that's not your, you know, competition, if we want to use that word.
It's not competition. I just don't want to be. I didn't want to be grouped in to that.
So unless you get super dressed up and put on your super tight bandage dress, then you get, you know what I mean? That's true. Like, you won't get grouped in if you purposely just say, you know what, I just want to hang out. I just want to go out for a drink. I just want to go sit down and enjoy some music or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have on my super tight dress and be standing in line at Sweet or Bubble or whatever. And I think people recognize that. Mm-hmm. But too often when we do that, we got our crew with us.
Oh, yeah.
We have our crew with us, then we feel comfortable to not have to super dress up and, you know, be where all the other girls are. But then your crew ain't going to help you get a man, though.
No, I think when I'm with the crew, we super dress up. That's why I was trying to go out by myself. Seriously, when do we not?
True. I mean, I'm always dressed up because, you know, my daddy says it's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
I believe that, too.
But I'm just saying, like, in those instances, you should still go out.
Yeah, but I kind of was feeling like a fat girl, so I went and got Chinese food instead. So,
If that's what you were going to do, if you wanted to be in fat girl mode, then why you can set up that online profile? This is what I don't freaking understand, though. If Hey Cutie was looking for a job, she would go online. Girl. If Hey Cutie was looking for a house, she would go online. If she was looking for a new car, she would go online. But somehow, in the age of technology, finding a man, when we are a freaking global society, when I'm a part of groups on Facebook where it's 12,000 people, 4,000 people, 5,000 people.
Where my profile, Geek Goddess?
No, listeners. She said I don't listen to the episodes. How many times has she said no, she don't want to date online? I will not date a guy online.
I don't sound like that, for the record. Thank you very much.
You totally do, but that's... Whatever. It doesn't even matter. I'm going to set you up a profile, and you're going to be like... I'm going to set you a profile on, like, Sugar Daddy or something, and, like, get people to, like, send money to my bank account using your pictures.
No.
I'm not above it.
She's just going to catfish me, huh?
Totally. I should totally catfish you. I could have you, like, married off, and you wouldn't even know. I'd be like... Cutie, pack up your house. Like, this dude loves you.
He loves you.
Like, he already wired some money. I already spent it. But
I'm so through it.
So, number 10. Are we at 10?
We are at 10.
I don't even know. Was I on even numbers?
You That's were on even. Was. Yeah. Okay.
So number 10, the number 10 assumption that is keeping you single is using your singleness as a badge of honor.
Yeah, I was told by the boo.
The boo called her out.
Yes, he did.
Because she was like, well, where are we going next? Well, I'm going home because I'm single. Don't nobody be wanting to hear that.
No, I was trying to say, I'm coming to the movies with y'all.
The boo likes you, but he don't love you. But I think, so you have these two groups of people, right? So you have one group of people that, you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say they're slightly religious because they always act like single. Like, they always say, like, oh, I'm in this single season. I don't know what the crap that means.
Absolutely
church
not.
Church people say that. Girl, you gotta go to church.
Everything is a season for church folk.
Right? Right? But it's like, oh, you know, I'm single. Or, oh, I don't have to deal with all of that because, you know, I'm single or whatever. Oh, I'm safe and I'm celibate.
You can't be celibate.
Celibate. Not getting no D.
Ain't nobody checking your
vitamin D deficient.
You're deficient. Your vitamin D is deficient because ain't nobody checking for you. So it's like...
We had that conversation.
Right?
Wait, it was Friday.
Right?
I was like, who are we talking about?
You know who we was talking about. Yeah. That's neither here nor there. Don't get messy on the intranet. Hey, cutie. But it's like people use that as if to say they're special or they're better than because they're going through all this relationship or whatever. That's one set of people.
Okay. Because for me, I'm like,
But then you got your other set of people that's like the woe is me post on Instagram and Facebook and the... Oh, all y'all Netflix and chilling. I'm just over here drinking by myself.
I'm drinking till I'm married.
I'm over here, dinner for one. Oh, everybody booed up for cuffing season. I'm just playing fantasy football by myself. I'm going to go take my mama out to eat because I love... No, they don't want to hear that foolishness. Like, it's not attractive. And the fact of the matter is, nobody wants... Who nobody wants.
That's true.
Like.
Which takes us back to, okay, why is it that as soon as someone is no longer single, they are so attractive to people?
I don't know. It's just
men like, and women. I'm just saying.
You didn't get a job. You got a job.
I should do it tonight. Post on Instagram that I have a man. I swear this phone will probably blow up. That should be popping tonight.
Hey.
What is that?
I don't know. I think that's some inner deep psychology stuff that my therapy license don't really stretch that far because I don't really have a therapy license. I don't know. People only want something that someone else wants. And then especially when you see the person that they got, I think that's a factor too.
Right.
So like if you had this, you know, guy that was like, I don't know, a freaking hermit or something, whatever. Maybe he wasn't attractive. Maybe he was a blue collar worker. Maybe he really had no money, raggedy truck, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let him get a hot chick.
Girl.
Let him get a hot chick. Every chick from here to Nebraska is like, oh, but what up with him though? No, somebody saw something in him that you didn't see.
That you didn't give. Again, you on your
you
list.
Slow played him.
Right.
Slow played him.
And you had your list pop and he fit the criteria, so you overlooked him. So.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. And I just think, one, you don't need to publicize your singleness. I don't publicize my credit score. I don't publicize my income. I don't publicize, you know, all these other private things.
Kind of do. But a car you drive. Can't get no luxurious car. No badass credit.
But I say that, so those who are close to you, those who need to know, right? So if a guy is attracted to you and he takes the time to say, hey, hey cutie, how are you or whatever? Yeah. What are you drinking on? Tell me about you.
Yeah.
Then that's an opportunity for you to say, yes, I am available.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be just to the whole world on Facebook or Instagram or
Twitter,
you know, Twitter or Snapchat and you in your room every night. Okay.
Nobody wants that person.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Definitely. Because it also says, I don't know, like.
And I'm not interesting. That's what it's really saying. It's like, so you can be single and still be interesting. I'll be popping.
Yeah.
Because like, popping.
Because you're living life, though. And I think.
Yeah.
Being just, you know, a person who's living life and accepting this is where I am in my life and. Maybe I'm focused on building my career. Maybe I'm focused on taking care of my parents. Maybe I'm focused on saving money. Maybe I'm focused
on this podcast.
Okay.
This podcast popping.
And that's the thing. So I think the right person will be attracted to that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, everybody going out. I ain't going at night because I'm single.
That you better be out. That's what?
You ain't going out because you ain't got no outfit.
Right. That ass been in the house eating too much.
Okay. Because I ain't single, but I'm going to cut her up tonight. That's neither here nor there. So that wraps up our 10, which really felt like 35.
No, because we are so long-winded.
And then, hey, cutie, on, like, the technical, like, man, like.
Don't nobody know about no technical.
Listeners. We need a producer. I'm trying to fire her. And.
Look. Ain't nobody getting fired. Like,
as if I'm paying her in the first place. As if she's paying me. As if we're making any money off it. That's neither here nor there. We do it for the drinks.
Yes.
We are here for the drinks. So, speaking of the drinks, thank you again to our boo, our CC me, at CC me her.
Yes. On IG. Let's get it popping. And like, Miller Coors.
It's no underscores in that. Is it?
It CC? Is. It's C underscore C me, right?
Hell no. You're so drunk. You don't know.
Look at, well, as we got to get in these phones to really figure it out.
That ain't even like close to being right.
It is. Okay, wait. You got Excuse it?
Me. It's at CI_CI_me in See? The E.
Told you it was my underscore.
Hit her up because she cute and she's smart and she got a good job and she can get you some free beer. And like, ask the man, like, what else do you want though?
Free beer.
What up though? Like, what would it do?
So remember, single, not sober, but don't wear it as a badge of honor. But we are drinking till we're married. Hit us up on Twitter, IG, Facebook, and our website. Please subscribe on iTunes and our, please leave feedback. Leave a review. That's all we ask.
That's a lot of instructions, but if you only do one thing, go to our website because it'll lead you to everywhere else.
Yeah. That wasn't a lot.
I mean, it kind of felt like a lot.
Whatever.
Thanks,
everyone.